This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Another day, another egg. The hens at Mr. Chan's farm have had it with the daily egg laying that is demanded of them. And they hatch a plan, pun intended, to take the day off, but with some help from a rather hapless but, you know, helpful rooster as well. So this is the basic premise of Lim Soon Heng's A Handmaid Tale. And now we're going to see a musical based on the illustrated children's book that he came up with just last year. We're going to find out more about the musical production, and joining me now are Lim Soon Heng, Executive Director of the KL Shakespeare Players, who are the producers of the musical, and he is also, as I mentioned, the author of the book. Dominic Lucien Look, he is the Artistic Director of the production, and Sabrina Hassan, a cast member. Welcome all three of you. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Juliet.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today. So, yes, very excited. You know, Soon Heng, last year we spoke about the book. I attended the launch, the reading. You know, my kids love the book. They were just reading it last night. No, I'm not joking. They were, you know, really, they were just took it up and picked it up. I was like, did you know I'm speaking to Uncle Soon Heng tomorrow? And they're like, no, but very excited. So they love the book as well. Soon Heng, take me back, you know, remind us, you know, how it is that you got the idea to write this book, you know, and what inspired you to write a children's book.
Well, writing the book came about because of too much time on my hands. So this was shortly after I returned from the States and was very much interested in how to engage students in English, because, you know, how in Malaysia, the level of our English competency has really dropped. So I wrote this book, but then somebody wanted to turn it into a workbook and exercise book, and I said no, and so that went dormant. And luckily I kept working on it because somebody said, hey, it might make a good play. But I was invited to that festival called Kuala Lumpur, if you remember it.
And
there was a invited guest from the UK who happened to be a theater critic, and she ran a workshop for some writers. And then she looked at it, and the first thing she said was, after reading it, this is a musical. And as soon as she said it, click, 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 of course, of course. And so that's how it all happened. The book was published April last year, and shortly after that, this idea of a musical percolated and got people like Dom involved, Sabrina involved, Nick Chu, Kenny Shim, and the other actors, yeah.
Yeah, you've got quite the stellar lineup, Soon Heng. Well done. Congratulations. I mean, I was like, wow, all the big names. He's got them all together. Not bad at all. But before we talk about the production, though, just a little bit more on the book. You know, I gave a very brief sort of synopsis, not even a synopsis, a hint, a taster of what it is. But maybe you can just remind our listeners what the book is about.
It begins with, you know, 365 days, 365 eggs. Kind of like us, like, you know, every day going to the office, at least we get the weekends off. So the whole notion of, you know, being in a routine and then wanting to break from this routine, a day off. Mm-hmm. And that's how the story goes. And how do you scheme to have a day off when, you know, one comes up, some hens come up and say, look, I cannot help it. I cannot help it. Every time the rooster crows, I will have to lay an egg. So straight away, the rooster crows again, and so some of them lay an egg. Although I'm not sure if these are facts about, you know, eggs are laid because a rooster crows. I am not sure about that, but that's the premise.
Artistic and license.
The notion that they have all got to hang together to do it, or that those who don't lay will end up fried. So either we hang together or be fried separately. So that's the premise.
Is this is this some comment on capitalist society? Never mind. Let's not go there now.
No. She's a children's book.
Okay. All right. And of course, you know, remind us, you know, it's the most beautiful book, you know, wonderful illustrations. And that's by Tan Yok Kang. Can you quickly remind us about, you know, your collaboration
again,
with
him? When I called for an artist to collaborate on this project, and I posted it on Facebook, lots of people just say, look, this is my style, go to my link, have a look at my portfolio. But he was quite different. He, from the synopsis, he drew me a picture. And I looked at it and I laughed. And straight away, I said, okay, you are the guy. And on top of that, the drawings also gave me a clearer sense of what these animals look like. Because I'm more of a word person, so I'm carried away by the words and less about the picture. And that happened. So now we have people like Dom and Sabrina to not just the picture, but to kind of embody it.
And for both, you know, Sabrina and Dom, I mean, tell me about, you know, your reaction when you got your hands on the book. You know, how did you feel after you read it? Sabrina, you want to go first?
It's such a lovely book. And it's got all these interesting characters who are all hens. But, you know, you've got the big hen, the old hen, and yes, and of course you've got the rooster. And as you say, it's beautifully illustrated. But yes, it was a very lovely book. And I remember even before Sun Hing told me about the musical, I got a copy of the book for my kids, which Sun Hing very kindly autographed for them. So yeah.
And for, how about for you, Dom? You know, we generally don't read children's books, right? But I'm sure this was something that caught your eye as well.
Yeah, well, I first came across it when Sun Hing actually told me about the book, because he was, you know, we had this meeting at Starbucks and we were talking about putting this on stage and he was asking what I thought. So that's when he showed me the book and I actually got to read it in front of him. it's easy enough to just read in one sitting. With all the wonderful illustrations, of course, like we said. So it was something that I could just read. He gave me about 10, 15 minutes. He just sat there watching me read his book quietly. And I read through it. And it's simple enough to follow. Yet, you know, there's something about it where after you reach the last page, you go, huh, so interesting. I could be one of those hens.
Yeah, that's the lovely thing, right? I mean, the story, yes, written for children, but obviously, you know, many themes that adults can, you know, identify with, and, you know, all these other hidden jokes that we also can get from it. So talk to me about the idea, Sun Hing, of taking it from page to stage, you know. I guess, yeah, why was that something that, besides what you told us earlier, you know, that lady telling you this is meant to be a musical, but, you know, what really motivated you to take that step? And it's a huge step, isn't it?
Yeah. Partly because the way KL Shakespeare Players do our productions, we try to keep everything on a kind of minimal, just actors learn the scripts, and the script also is, you know, there are no royalties involved because it's Shakespeare. Now we have to compose music, we have to get people who can sing and dance, we need to get people to do the lighting, because when we do Shakespeare, it's just universal lighting, kind of like globe. So suddenly there are all these layers of people and cost. That was one very intimidating factor. And the other, of course, is that, you know, how do you take a very simple story? Dom said he read it in like actually 15 minutes, actually less now, and kind of flesh it out for stage. Because what appears in text cannot just simply be translated into action. So the actors have to do something with it. So the storyline does change a little bit to make it visually more interesting. It has to be a bit of a spectacle also. So yeah. So why we wanted to do it, because I want to introduce young people to, you know, performances, musical performances. As you're aware, that three weekends ago, time is passing so fast, we perform a storytelling of Romeo and Juliet accompanied by an orchestra. So it's orchestral music, the classics, you know. Yeah. People like from Pierre Gint, great Pierre Gint. Even have new contemporary composers like Philip Glass. And because of that, I think kids get exposed to different things in entertaining way. So they said, you know, actually classical music is not so bad. Or, you know, hey, a musical can be a lot of fun. Who knows, maybe try it in jazz music.
Yeah. And that was my next question, you know, why you think, and maybe this, you know, either Sabrina or Dom can take, you know, why do you think it's important for us to write and to perform for children and for young people? Sabrina, I know you've done many productions, right, for children, involving children as well. I mean, why do you think that is something that we must do?
Oh, isn't it lovely nurturing the arts from a young age, nurturing theatre goers from a young age, sharing the space with them, sharing ideas with them. They can interact with you. There is engagement. They sing along, they dance along, and by the end of it, you know, they learn something, and we learn plenty during every single show. We learn plenty, and yeah, it's for me, it is important to start going to the theater, watching live performances from a young age, because it is so different from, you know, watching a screen. The experience is different. The sort of concentration that you need watching a live performance is different. But yes, importantly, that the engagement, the interaction, that live feeling, you know. Wow. Yeah, you're communicating with each other live, although we are on stage and, you know, you are there as the audience, but there is always interaction. Mm-hmm. So that's important for me, yeah.
Yeah, and how about for you, Dom, you know, as the artistic director, you know, conceptualizing all of this, you know, for a very different sort of audience, right, for children. You know, they're sort of free of what a play should be, perhaps, right? You know, how did that play to your favour, perhaps, when you were conceptualizing this?
Well, I would admit, you know, it's kind of a challenging time to put on shows for children, because they're so used to watching what's on the screens, yeah, on the palm of their hands. You know, it's the attention span has shortened over the years, and now they're coming out into the physical world. I think it's something of a creative challenge for us as theatre makers now to put these stories in front of the children and to make them engage, like Sabrina said, to keep their attention and to really make them see the magic of theater. So it was something that we did consider, you know, what would the children feel? How would they feel when we do this? Or and as we rehearse and we collaborate as the actors and, you know, and all of us sit together in the rehearsal space, what would the children love to see or hear? What would attract their attention and keep their attention for the whole show? Mm-hmm. So that's something that I think is really important for us. It's something that I think children really need to go through now. They need to walk into the theatres. They need to see performances live happening. They need to hear the music and see that people actually can do this and be inspired to do it. Because I think if we can catch them at this age, we have a really bright future, if I may say so.
Definitely. Sunhing?
Yeah, you know, for me, live performances for children will have to take a slightly different hack, simply because they are, like as Don said, they are so exposed to television and films where everything is played out in detail, big explosions, cars tunneled, spinning in the air, they get to see that. But on stage, we cannot do all these things. So somehow in the way we present, we have to kind of like evoke images in their minds also. And for me, live performances are about creating moments where there is kind of something cathartic about it. Yeah, it is catharsis for the audience, not necessarily for the audience, for the actor. So watching a production and you feel like, wow. I mean, we in our storytelling for children, because we've been working on it and having a quite clear concept of what we're trying to do, it has really succeeded. I mean, if you go see on our Facebook the pictures of the kids watching, you look at the excitement on their faces.
Yeah.
Because you have to look them in the eyes and tell them, this is the story I'm telling you. Hmm. Here is a big fat chicken. And somehow, even though they don't see it on stage, they see it in their mind's eye. The voice that you use creates all of that. So for me, it is necessary. And why theater, when you give to kids, they all jump to it because it does engage them. It allows them to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine as performers and, you know, as you know, creative folks like you, it's also quite an interesting exercise for you guys as well, right? You know, thinking of this different audience. I mean, Sunhing, you describing it to us, I could see you wiggling. So different movements, different things that you guys are exploring as well in your sort of creative processes as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't been in a musical in about 4 years. I think I haven't performed in a musical. Mm-hmm. So this was very exciting for me. Sunhing mentioned that, you know, he wanted to produce a musical. And they said that, you know, it would be great if I tried out for it. And I did, and I got a part, and I was so excited. But yes, and it's not a normal musical. You are playing these hens so that that requires a different kind of physicality, a different kind of technique when you are singing, when you are moving. And also, as it is a children's musical, that sort of fast-paced style of presentation is physically demanding. Mm-hmm. And I am the more senior of all the cast. So I'm working out and trying to keep fit and trying to keep up with everybody. But yeah, it's been a really, really, really fun process. The rehearsal process has been really fun. And of course, we've got Nick Chu, whose music is challenging, but so fun to do. Yeah. It's a multi-genre. So, and of course, Kenny, being the contemporary choreographer, he does not go easy on you. So
he didn't strike me as the type, you know, when I met him. I was like, this one, I think quite difficult. Brilliant. Don't get me wrong. Brilliant. But yeah, it's not going to be easy.
No.
Choreography, right? It's animal choreography. You're still animals.
Yeah.
That's right. And we play multiple characters. So there's only five of us in the cast. There's a little bit of puppetry involved as well. So it's going to be a fun show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Dom, you know, talk to me about putting that all together. You know, gosh, you know, like I said, amazing, amazing cast and creative crew, right? You've got, as Sabrina mentioned, Nick Chu, Kenny Shim. You've got other performers, Megan, Jamie, Nave and Zikri. Am I correct? You know, talk to me about bringing that all onto stage, taking it from page to stage.
So I think what we did, which helped a lot, was the first time we all met as a cast, we read through Sun Heng's book just to go through the source material, just to understand what the essence of the story is. And that helped us once we read the script. And the script is, you know, I said I read the book in like 10 minutes. Sun Heng said less than that. But the script and the music, it goes on for about an hour, about 60 minutes. So there's so much meat to the stage version. There's so much more that we had to play with. And I think just reading through the script for the first time and listening to the songs, immediately we could catch that kind of energy that we needed to put in. Mm-hmm. And every time when we rehearse, we always remind each other, we are starting with the first song. And by the end of the first song, we feel like, oh, we've already put so much energy into that first song. We still have another like 50 minutes to go. It's that kind of feeling.
Sure.
And like Sabina said, the stamina that we need to just keep up with the music and the story and that energy that we give out to the children. It's exciting. And I would say it's fun. The process is really wonderful. And we keep reminding ourselves, you know, for this moment in the scene, I'm this hen. But maybe 30 seconds later, I'm not the hen anymore. I'm a cat. I'm something else. And, you know, physically, there's so many challenges for the actors to play around with, mm-hmm, while they're singing and dancing. So please come and watch it.
It sounds like there's a lot happening, but really wonderful. And in terms of costumes, and because, you know, like K.L. Shakespeare plays, as you mentioned, Sun Heng, you know, you sort of do very pared down,
basic.
Sort of. Yeah, very basic. Is it the same here or quite different?
No, this time we've got Marlene. Marlene is a puppet maker and also a costume designer. So because this is a children's production, some elements have to change. Even for our children's production, like Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, very colorful. Even the T-shirts that we wear as storytellers are primary colors. So everything is colorful. It's a part of the way of engaging children visually. So yeah, it is necessary to be that. And one of the things I told both Dom and Nick when they were like embarking on this journey with me is that I said, because we are performing for children, it needs to be a bit fast paced and also interactive. So there will be moments of interaction with the kids to kind of keep them and say, look, here we are all going together on this journey with this hens, you know.
Yeah. So you're a little chick as well, right? Following them. You're not just the audience. You're also part of this journey, right?
Yeah. At one time, I did think that, you know, maybe what we could do is ask the children to paint their own hands and then we'll put them on the stage also.
Mm.
But the logistics of doing this kind of thing is quite complicated. But I would love it for it to be more involved, that, you know, they come, they sit in a corner of the theater, and there's somebody them taking them through a kind of painting session, coloring their own hands, and then they, and it's with quick quick drying paint, and then they bring the chicken in and then stack them all on the stage. So it's, they, it becomes a part of the set, and that's their contribution to the set also. So I would love to do all these things, but...
Okay, well, I mean, this is the first staging, you know, so yeah, there's plenty more, you know, room for this. And it sounds amazing, guys, you know, congratulations. I can't wait to see it. So A Handmaid Tale, the musical, is coming up from the 29th to the 31st of March, but that's for school bookings, am I correct?
Correct, but actually schools can book at any time, but because it's at 10 o'clock in the morning, we don't think anybody else can make it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So the 29th to the 31st of March, that's at 10 a.m. Those are for school bookings, for that, and that's for a group of 40 people and above, right? For that 55 ringgit.
Yeah.
But the public show, now that's on the 1st of April, two shows, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Suitable for all ages, or is there like
suitable for all ages.
Okay.
It's a fun one. I mean, as the book to, when I send it out to people, when the people, adults bought it, they say, you know what? The theme is quite adult.
Down with the capitalists. Yeah, sorry. That was my take. People power. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, there's many different things that you take away, yeah. Right? And that's something about children's theatre, right? You are also writing for the parents who have to be there as well, right? So there
correct.
Is...
Correct. Yeah. They are the gatekeepers. They too must be entertained. If they are not entertained, they won't bring their children.
Correct. Well, the kids kind of rule us, right? So I don't know, Sabrina, I'm sure you agree, right? So the public show is happening on the 1st of April, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tickets are priced at 65 ringgit. And again, 55 ringgit, I think that's for students as well.
For groups.
Okay, all right. And it's happening over at PJ Pack, am I correct? Which is at One Utama, so Nero Event Space at PJ Pack. Can't wait to see it. My thanks to all three of you for joining me today. Any last message you'd like to leave our audiences with? Maybe we can go through one by one. Dom, you want to go first?
Yeah, I think it's not just for children. It's for everyone. The story of these wonderful hens who come up with a plan to take a day off. I think we all need that day off. So come and see how they hatch that plan.
Sabrina?
Absolutely, Dom. He said it so well. Yes, come and watch us dance and sing our hats off as we play these hens and multiple other characters.
Okay. And Soon Heng, you know, your baby, I bet you can't wait to see it on stage, I'm sure.
Sure. Some of the elements, like somebody said, it feels sometimes like, you know, Cats, but Cats the musical.
Oh, Cats,
it's
okay.
It's like Hens the musical.
Okay, so we'll have to come and see for ourselves. So again, you know, if you'd like to find out more, if you'd like to get your tickets, just head to onetix.com.my. You have to get your tickets online. You can't sort of rock up and buy it on the spot. So do get your tickets soon. And if you'd like to find out more, you know, just head to the KL Shakespeare Players website. Right, Soon Heng? I think you guys keep updated there. That's klshakespeare.com.my, or follow them on social media. My thanks to all three of my guests. I was speaking to Lim Soon Heng, Executive Director of the KL Shakespeare Players, also producers of A Handmaid Tale, the musical, and he also wrote the book. Dominic Lucien Look, he's the Artistic Director of the musical, and Sabrina Hassan, who's going to be dancing her heart out, one of the cast members of the musical. If you missed any part of our conversation today, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/front-row, or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.